This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, what you guys have for breakfast this morning? All right, slice of cake. I love cold chocolate cake for breakfast. I also love cold chicken for breakfast. It has to be cold. I don't necessarily need a hot breakfast. Maybe it's because it's hot right now. But I don't really eat a lot of cereal because I get hungry after 2 hours. But this morning I had Cocoa Puffs. Because I guess my son had bought some Cocoa Puffs and they were sitting there and the box was open because my kids leave the cereal box open and then it gets dried out. And so I was getting so mad seeing that this morning that, and I was like, you know what? I'm getting, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So I had a little bit of Cocoa Puffs and they were good. I haven't had Cocoa Puffs since I was like a kid. They're pretty yummy, but I really prefer the Cocoa Krispies, and then it makes the milk all chocolatey, and then you drink the milk, and it's, you know, I think, you know, we really like our cereal. I'm not a big oatmeal person. You know, I just can't eat mush. I'm just not good with that. I remember my grandma would make us eat cream of wheat. I hate a cream of wheat. I go, I don't like cream, and I don't like wheat. You know, mash up some Wonder White bread and maybe we got something there, but some mushy wheat, no. Well, the CDC is kind of joining in, going, if you guys want to skip on a cereal, you might want to not eat Honey Smacks after salmonella cases have reached 100 in 33 states. The CDC announced Thursday that customers should avoid Honey Smacks, tweeting, do not eat the cereal. The agency said it found salmonella in samples of Honey Smacks, which has been subject to a voluntary recall by Kellogg since mid-June. It says regardless of expiration date, the cereal should be thrown away or returned to a retailer for a refund. The CDC says at least 30 of the people infected with the outbreak have been hospitalized. Most people that get infected with salmonella may get a fever, cramps, or diarrhea within 12 to 72 hours of being exposed to the bacteria. Salmonella on dry cereal. It's not just an egg thing, salmonella. It's not just a raw chicken. For some reason, this bug could contaminate dry, crispy, you know, Honey Smacks. Maybe it's because Honey Smacks are kind of waxy. They're kind of a waxy cereal. Have you guys ever eaten Honey Smacks? I'm going to be honest. I have never bought one box of Honey Smacks, but I've eaten it a dozen times. How? No, it's not who I slept over with. No. No, it's because, you know when you guys get those, remember the cereals used to have these variety packs? So there would be a Apple Jacks in there, a Fruit Loops, a Cocoa Krispies, then like a Raisin Bran, and we all skipped the Raisin Bran, a Special K or something, Circle K, Special K. We skipped that, and there was a Honey Smacks. And I didn't really like the Honey Smacks, but when I was really hungry, and if that's what was there, I ate it. So I've eaten Honey Smacks all the time, but I've never actually purchased the Honey Smacks. And by the way, that was really smart of Kellogg. You know, if there's a cereal they want to push, and nobody wants it because they're afraid to buy a box and try it, you stick it in the sample pack. Now, what are the most popular breakfast cereals? Well, that's interesting. Okay. I would think breakfast cereal is starting to not be as popular. People don't want the sugar. People don't, you know, I guess want the fact that they're going to be hungry in the next couple hours. But it still is breakfast champions, and people still eat. And, you know, Wheaties, they've had some issues with their sales because Wheaties doesn't taste good. I bought Wheaties, I think, after the, was it the 88 Olympics? And no, I didn't look like an Olympian. Did nothing to, you know, make, you know, increase my stamina. I bought Special K when in the 80s you saw all these skinny women eating the cereal. And didn't make me skinny. So the best-selling brands back in 2014, which I think is one of the last time anybody really cared about this, according to the Washington Post, was Cheerios was number one, selling $994 million. Then Frosties, Muesli. Is Muesli that organic kind of granola-y type of thing? Like wheat germ type of cereal? That made the top three. Special K number four, Kashi number five. But then, okay, now this is where I added to this. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yep, that was me. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms has got to be my favorite cereal. Although it's not, because with Lucky Charms, I only like the marshmallows. So you get all the marshmallows, and you have all the brown cereal stuff, and nobody eats that. Mini Wheats. I like the frosted Mini Wheats. Those are good. The only problem is you got to poop, you know, when you eat them, so you got to kind of time it right. Fruit Loops. Malt-O-Meal. Are you kidding me? Malt-O-Meal was on there. That made $223 million in 2014. Raisin Bran. See, Raisin Bran, I've always had an issue with Raisin Bran because it gets soggy. I can't stand soggy cereal. I'm not good with mush. And so I only like Raisin Bran if I could eat it within the first 2 seconds. You know, people ask me why I eat so quickly. And I tell them, well, in training, you don't have really time to eat, so you learn to eat quickly. No, I learned to eat quickly when I was 3 years old, and my mom would serve us Raisin Bran. And I had to hurry before the milk made it soggy. And I would scarf that puppy down to 30 seconds flat. Total is on there. I don't think I ever liked Total Life. Captain Crunch, I don't understand. Captain Crunch, I can't stand the taste. Rice Krispies, Apple Jacks, then came Corn Flakes, Kix. Oh, remember Kix is for kids? That was a smart one. Corn Pops. Oh, no, is it Trix is for kids? Yeah, that confused me as a kid. You had Kix, and then you had Trix. And Trix had that bunny. And I couldn't stand the taste of the Trix cereal. I thought it was disgusting, like the Captain Crunch. It's just too sugary. And then Wheaties were the lowest. They only sold 17 million in product. Well, it's because, I mean, come on. My favorite breakfast? Egg McMuffin. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the Red Cross. We need blood desperately. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants. applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Jason, who was working the dials. So, you know, we're now in the midst of summer, really, really hot, not very comfortable. People in and out of town, getting out of Dodge. And we're gearing up for National Blood Donation Week. That's going to be the first full week of September. Already Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Utah have declared their state blood donation day to be September 5th. And the reason why we do this is during the summer months, we don't really get a lot of blood. We're having a blood drive at my university that I teach at Toro University, Nevada, and it's so amazing when you see people come out and try to help, but I don't think a lot of people really understand how bad our blood shortage is. So here to join us again is Dr. Ross Heron, who's Divisional Chief Medical Officer of the Red Cross. Dr. Heron, thank you for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
No, great. So, tell us what's been going on.
Well, we had an earlier campaign this summer, the Missing Types campaign, to bring out new donors, to encourage new donors to donate that may not have ever known that they could have been the missing type that we need on our blood shelves. Mm-hmm. And that worked to produce a new group of blood donors, maybe perhaps not as many as we had hoped, but still it was a good campaign. But then coming into the July 4th holiday, with July 4th being in the middle of the week, a lot of people took the entire week off, either the first half
right.
of the week, second half,
right.
or the entire week off. And so we had 550 fewer blood drives that week than we would have on an average week. So that put us down by at least a day of blood drives throughout that week. And so coming out of that week, we have a number of shortages in a number of different blood types. We're encouraging anybody of any blood type to come out and donate blood. We especially need type O blood to replenish the blood supply.
Oh, I bet. You know, I think the statistics is every 2 seconds, somebody in our country needs blood. And I guess the amount you need to collect is what, about 13,000 donations a day?
That's right. Every 2 seconds, somebody does need blood in the United States. It's somebody's having a tragedy that requires them to be transfused, and then that equates into about 13,000 units a day all across the country.
You know, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, life-saving medical treatments that require blood can't be going on if we don't have enough blood to provide for the patients that need them. We try to move blood around the country as best we can to areas of shortage, but it's the blood on the shelf at the place where the blood is needed at the hospital that makes life-saving and life-altering capabilities.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of my listeners, after you were on the show last time talking about the Missing Type campaign, had asked, what happens when a hospital does run out of blood? What's then the process?
Yeah, so the process would be initially if they're really low on blood and they would go through a triaging process where if somebody was to need a blood for elective surgery, something that could wait until another day or time, they would then cancel that elective surgery and maintain their blood supply for those who can't wait, those who have emergency procedures, emergency surgery, trauma, and have to absolutely have a transfusion. If we get below those kind of levels where elective surgeries being canceled don't provide enough blood for patients in the hospital, then decisions have to be made as to who is the most injured, who can benefit the most from receiving the blood that's available, and those are tough decisions to make at the bedside. So we try to, at all possible, we try to avoid getting to those levels. It's pretty rare that we get to a level where we have to triage blood for one patient against another. Sometimes we're able to take units and give half units and get both patients by their initial crisis until we have a little bit more down the line. But that's some of the things that are done at transfusion services when blood gets really tight.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've been very fortunate that we haven't had another September 11th, but, you know, in my neck of the woods, we had the October 1 shooting in Las Vegas. And, I mean, thank God we had enough blood and we were able to bring in blood from other resources. But, and then, you know, we had volunteers all, I mean, just lining up to donate blood. And it was amazing that that happened. But the one thing that I can't stress enough to people is to try to donate before we need it, because if, God forbid, there is a tragedy, it does take time to process this blood.
That's absolutely the case. The blood that's going to help out in any kind of emergency has already been donated a day or two or more before the emergencies happen, because the blood that's being donated the day of has to be tested, has to be manufactured and processed, and then shipped to the places where it's needed. And that takes time. So the blood that helps individuals on any particular day is already on the shelf. It's not being donated that particular day. That day's donations will help out in a couple of days down the line.
Right.
Fortunately, we do have some ability to shift blood around the country, but in times of major shortage, those times they're dry. And so even then, we can't shift too much around, and that takes time as well. Any kind of logistical moves of blood from one location to another does take time. So that may be just too late for the need of a patient who's coming into the hospital.
We're talking to Dr. Ross Heron, Divisional Chief Medical Officer of the Red Cross. Good news, I guess. The FDA is, I don't believe, mandating that we have to check for Zika anymore, so I guess Zika is not as much a concern. Is that true?
Well, what they decided was that the risk of Zika was low enough that we could go to something called mini-pool testing for Zika. So rather than testing each individual unit of blood for Zika, we were able to do something called mini-pool testing, where we would pool 6 or 16 specimens together in a pool. And that's still enough that they were available to pick up the nucleic acid or the viruses that are present in that in any particular pool. If we were then to see an area where there was Zika spread, for instance, in the U.S. by mosquitoes locally, or blood donors were showing that there was a spread locally by mosquitoes, we would then trigger to go to individual donor testing. It's very similar to what we do for West Nile virus testing. We don't test for West Nile virus in single donation testing all around the season. We usually wait until the summer season. We're doing mini pool testing during the winter, and then when summer comes around, it's mosquito season, and we find our first positive pools or our first positive cases of human cases that have been spread by mosquitoes. We then reflex to the individual donor testing because the testing is, you know, very expensive, and if you can save some money and still be effective at screening, then it makes it much more cost effective for the blood supply.
So one of my veterans who listens in Delaware had, I guess, served overseas and was in Europe. And he said that he was denied donating blood because of exposure to mad cow. And I think there's a lot of, though, misconceptions of who could donate blood if they were in the military and who couldn't. Could you kind of clarify what the concern was if you served in Europe?
Right. So if you served in Europe, in particular United Kingdom and our other parts of like France or other parts of the United of Europe, there are some time frames where if you were in those locations, there's a risk of having received potentially contaminated beef that would have had mad cow disease in it. And so we don't have a good test for that particular infectious protein.
Right, because it's a prion. Yeah.
So without a good test for it, the only way to really protect the safety of the blood supply is to ask questions about it. The protein takes a long time to manifest itself if somebody's been infected with it. And so we have these requirements that if individuals were in certain bases in certain European countries, and they're pretty detailed, that they would not be eligible, but then after the time period has passed, they could be eligible again. And so the best thing to do would be to check the RedCrossBlood.org website for donor eligibility and to see those sites where you would be potentially deferred if you'd been there in a particular time.
Right. And I think a lot more people can donate than they think. So, good.
Yeah.
So if people want to donate or host a drive, what could they do?
Get on the blood app, the Red Cross blood app, and make an appointment. They can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or they can go to redcrossblood.org, make an appointment at whatever local blood drive is available to them. You put in your zip code, it finds things that are close to you, and then you can make your appointment.
That's wonderful. Dr. Heron, thank you again so much for coming back. Good luck, and whatever we can do to help.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Oh. If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
A dozen Russian intelligence officials are charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein explains how the hacking took place.
First, they used a scheme known as spear phishing, which involves sending misleading email messages and tricking the users into disclosing their passwords and security information. Second, the defendants hacked into computer networks and installed malicious software that allowed them to spy on users and capture keystrokes, take screenshots, and exfiltrate or remove data from those computers.
The indictment does not allege any Trump campaign associates were involved in the hacking efforts. President Trump and Queen Elizabeth II had tea today at Windsor Castle. Later this evening, the president will travel from England to Scotland for the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you guys heard about Otzi. You know who Otzi is? No, not Potsy. That wasn't Happy Days. No. So Otzi is a mummy that had been frozen in a glacier, I believe near... Was it near Iceland? I need to find out. I think it was... Well, all I know was near ice. All right. Sorry, we're having some computer issues here. Yeah, yes, of course I blame the computer. Yes, yes. Hey, if I can't pull up my story, I'm going to blame the computer, because that's okay. But apparently he had been frozen in a glacier for 5,300 years. And some bits of his last meal are still recognizable under a microscope. And what did he eat? Red deer, wild goat, and whole grain einkorn wheat. Now, they think he might have accidentally eaten some toxic ferns. Still not sure why he died. But this is a 5,300-year-old mummy. And they dissected his stomach, pulled out what was in there, and looked. Frank Maxner of the URAC Research Institute for Mummy Studies and his colleagues saw compact bits of fatty tissue and bundles of muscle fiber mixed with pollen from a genus of wheat known as einkorn. That grows wild in the region, but also includes some of the earliest domesticated wheat species. Mixed in were partially digested food bits. However, there were also spores from a fern called bracken. And bracken is toxic to humans and other animals if it's not properly prepared. Now, chemically, they get even more scientific. This is according to arstechnia.com. The remnants of Mr. Otzi's partially digested meal contained a compound called phytanic acid. I guess that's hallmark of fat and dairy products from ruminants like cattle, deer, goats. There was calcium in there, iron, magnesium, sodium, and zinc, all found in red meat and dairy products. Among the 167 different animal and plant proteins in the samples, Maxner and his colleagues found six that were specific to structures, I guess, in the long contracting threads in ibex skeletal muscle. So that's like maybe ibex, what is it, like wild goat or something? So they also found protein in the mix that you could only see in deer muscles. Now, why does this matter? Oh, this is just cool. This is just absolutely cool. What this means is the body, 5,300 years ago, wasn't that much different than our body now. It digested things fairly similarly. We appear to like meat, especially deer and all that. It looks like some of us liked our grains. It proves to us that the Atkins diet didn't exist back then, and that he probably didn't have celiac disease, just a hunch, right, and have gluten intolerance. But they also found some traces of charcoal in his lower intestine, suggesting that the food had been cooked over a fire. And when Maxner and his colleagues compared the microscopic bits of meat in his stomach to some meat they dried experimentally, they got a pretty good match. So they would cook their food. They didn't just eat raw food. They would cook food. A slow drying or smoking of the meat over fire would explain the charcoal particles detected in the lower intestine content. Well, you do wonder about the guy's privacy. Everyone's all up in his colon. But listen, I mean, if somebody finds you 5,300 years from now, just expect that. You know, and they're going to be really professional about it. They will. You can't even tell. You know, you're looking at the guy. You can't even, you know, they won't recognize that it's you. Now, they say the meat might have been eaten fresh, but dried meat was something that they did back then, because if you had long treks through the mountains, you would, you know, like beef jerky. Beef jerky has its origins way, I mean, we're talking thousands of years old. So back then they knew that if they could dry the meat, it'll stay fresh longer. You know, I'm not a big beef jerky eater, and I probably would be because I am really fascinated by that form of food. I love meat. And to have meat packaged that you could backpack with and have, you know what I mean? And it's meat. You can eat meat anytime you want. I mean, it won't taste like a succulent, juicy steak, but I don't care. I just want to eat meat. So that's pretty yummy. So they also found a compound called azelaic acid. That shows up in whole grain cereal. So maybe he had Honey Smacks. And of the proteins in the sample, 13 are only found of the einkorn's genus. So what does that mean? Well, it means that he was eating whole grains of einkorn. Not sure how they prepared them or processed them. Did they make a maize? Did they make a tortilla? What did they do? There was also some fungus in there, etc. But they really liked fatty meals. His diet was extremely high in fat. They said fat residue made up between 27 and 64% of his stomach contents. They said that was an unexpected discovery. They say the high and cold environment is challenging, and it requires optimal nutrient supply to avoid rapid starvation and energy loss. So the Iceman seems to have been fully aware that fat represents an excellent energy source. So the fat came from goat dairy or other. Now, what about his heart? He did have arteriosclerosis. A previous CAT scan found fatty deposits clogged several of Otzi's arteries in a condition called arteriosclerosis, and they know that he was genetically vulnerable to arterial disease. So, you know, did he have a heart attack? I don't think so. I believe he was found by a couple in the Alps. Okay, so then this wouldn't be Iceland. I apologize. Okay, so was he poisoned? Did somebody try to kill him? Was he liberal or conservative? We just don't know. We may not know that. But I want to talk about these poisonous spores. So apparently, he ingested these spores that are toxic to humans, not good for grazing animals like horses and cattle. And eaten raw, this bracken can cause abdominal pain, constipation, and other symptoms. If you cook it properly, they call them fiddleheads, young bracken fronds, are actually a delicacy. Now, again, if it's not meat, I'm not interested. And bracken used to be consumed as a remedy for intestinal problems. And they think that plagued Otzi during his life. In fact, some of the mushrooms found in one of his pouches were commonly used to treat intestinal ailments. So he might have been trying to seek relief. Now, isn't that interesting? Something that causes intestinal issues, they use as a remedy for intestinal problems. That's kind of the whole premise of homeopathy. And even allergy shots. Whatever ails you, we try to give you in small forms, and sometimes that helps. You know, I don't know if I told you guys this, but, you know, I've been going blonder, and the reason why is when you go blonde, your hair starts to turn orangish, and it looks a little orangey. So one way to address that is not to go darker, it's just to keep going blonder. And I guess, I don't know. I was trying to do the Heather Locklear hair, but then I saw her in her last, you know, mugshot, and I'm like, nah, maybe not. So, what does that mean? Well, with this Otzi guy, they also found oils like lemon oil, coriander oil, you know, some stuff. So, you know, these cavemen, well, maybe not cavemen, but whatever happened 5,300 years ago was not really that, you know, caveman-ish. Right? I mean, you know, we cooked this food, slow roasted it, dried it, went about their day, tried to treat issues, must have had, you know, some sort of doctor types that was into homeopathic type stuff. And looks like he ate mushrooms reluctantly, as we all do, because mushrooms taste like crap, for medical ailments. So I find that absolutely fascinating. All right, now, when we come back, this is, to me, I'm fascinated by this as well. I'm sorry to reuse the same word. But they say ticks are more enamored with type A blood than other blood. So if you're type A, you might get bit by a tick more. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. They say if you have type A blood,
you might want to avoid walking in the forest because ticks may prefer you over people of other blood types. Now, I would say take that with a grain of salt. This is an interesting study. But people are really freaked out about ticks after that one woman died from Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And Lyme disease can affect people for decades, you know. And these ticks with a suck-blow mechanism of, you know, and putting their little feeding tube in there, like a mosquito would, using a little anesthetic so you don't flick it off so it can sit there and feed. And then it takes your blood and then it goes to another host and uses its saliva again to anesthetize the feeding tube going in. And so it could transmit diseases. So ticks are bad news. But researchers dropped a tiny sample of blood from types A, B, AB, and O on a sterile layer of filter paper. And this was on a petri dish in a lab. Then the Isodes ricinus tick, or known as the sheep tick, was placed in the dish. And scientists watched the tick's movements for 2 minutes. Now, this experiment happened in Czechoslovakia. And they repeated it hundreds of times. And they found that the ticks seemed to prefer the type A blood in the majority of cases, choosing it 36% of the time. Type B blood, which is me, I'm type B, appeared to be the least palatable for the ticks. Only 15% of the time the parasites gravitated towards it. So, of course, lead researcher Dr. Elena Zakovska admitted that they were baffled as to why the ticks could be attracted to different types of blood. I would say take this with a grain of salt, because how does a tick know your blood type before it lands on you? You know, and I sincerely doubt that if the tick starts to eat and then notices your blood type, does it leave? But maybe that happens. So what they would have to test, which I don't think they'd find any volunteers for, are ticks and people standing in the same room, one a type O, one a type A, one a type B, one a type AB, and see what happens and how long the tick feeds on a person. Not sure, though, if they would do that. So, you know, we talk about Lyme disease, and Lyme disease is very, very common, especially we see back east. And it's caused by the deer tick, or they're called black-legged ticks. And they'll cause fever, headache, fatigue, and a skin rash called erythema migrans. We call these kind of a target lesion, where it kind of looks like a bullseye. So if you have a rash, and you're looking at that, and you're like, well, that's odd. It's kind of like I'm supposed to throw darts at it. That could be Lyme disease. Now, no, this isn't like the lime and the coconut. It's not that. It's not that. Lyme. It's L-Y-M-E. Now, luckily, we can treat it with antibiotics. But if left untreated, this infection could spread to joints, heart, nervous system, according to Daily Mail, and we've talked about this. They say during the first 3 to 30 days of infection, the symptoms that may occur include fever, chills, headache, fatigue, muscle and joint aches, swollen lymph nodes, and then the rash. And the rash will occur in about 80% of infected people, but some people may never get the rash. Plus, it could get big, up to 12 inches. Call it a bullseye. And then, as unfortunately this progresses, later symptoms of Lyme disease include severe headaches, neck stiffness, more rashes, or erythema migrans, arthritis, joint pain, swelling, facial or Bell's palsy. So facial or Bell's palsy is where the nerve affecting the face becomes temporarily paralyzed. And so you have a droopy eye, droopy face. You think you had a stroke, but it's only in the face, Bell's palsy. Heart palpitations you could get, cardiac issues, memory, nerve pain. So we don't want you getting exposed to ticks if you don't have to. We talked about Rocky Mountain spotty fever, very similar symptoms, plus a different type of rash. I believe we'll also see the rash on your hands and feet. And Rocky Mountain spotted fever, unfortunately, took the life of a 55-year-old woman last week. So they're recommending in this study that people who are type A blood may need to take more appropriate measures to protect themselves from ticks. So let's say a tick does prefer a certain blood type. Is that tick able to tell before it even lands on you? Will the tick stop feeding and leave? Now, how does tick bites turn into Lyme disease?
Well, for Lyme disease specifically, it's Borrelia. It's a Borrelia bacterium, that species of bacterium, genus, that will cause the Lyme disease. And so we will pre-treat you with an antibiotic. If you get, let's say, a tick bite, we'll give you a course of doxycycline just preventatively. So five ways to tackle ticks, all right? Remember to cover up your, you know, arms, legs, etc. Ticks like warm, moist places on the body. So even though you're checking your back and your legs and everybody's kind of doing tick patrol, you also have to check the groin area, waist, armpits, and along hairlines. They may look like a little freckle or a speck of dirt, and they won't come off with a shower. So to remove the tick, you need to use a pair of fine-tipped tweezers or a special tick removal tool. Now, you don't want to grab the head. You have to grab the tick very close to the skin on the full body area and pull upward slowly and firmly. You don't want to wiggle it, because if the head breaks off, then the mouth parts will be left in the skin and cause infection. Then you need to use antiseptic on the area and clean the crap out of it. Soap, water works also. And then you have to watch for symptoms. If it looks like it was a tick with black legs or a deer tick, then you have to start some doxycycline prophylactically. All right, does that make sense? 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess Build-A-Bear had some big launch today where you pay your age. And I guess Build-A-Bear drew such large crowds for this sale that lines were up to a mile long, waits were 5 to 7 hours, and I guess they had to, quote-unquote, stuff the sale. Build-A-Bear has been an extremely successful company. I guess you buy a bear, and then you buy clothes, and you have a little workshop. So you stuff your own furry friend, and then you got to dress him up. And they're real expensive. I mean, some of these bears could range $50. That's before the add-ons. You could also get a car for it. You could get a beach hat. You could get a little doctor's outfit. So Build-A-Bear decided to have a, quote, pay-your-age sale. So if you have a 2-year-old, then they would only have to pay $2 for the bear. So that would be phenomenal. And the company said, yeah, that's true. The only thing is the lines went crazy. And you had to join the Bonus Club Rewards to be eligible. And people had to fill that out. And so I guess they had to stop the sale. Apparently, one shopper told the BBC that Build-A-Bear is in chaos, lining from the store all the way outside a 5-hour line. And then police had to come to keep the peace. But you got kids standing out there, and it's summer. They said it was almost like a Black Friday-like frenzy. So I'm watching these pictures, and I go, you know, and I'm not even into stuffed bears. I'm not. So good for Build-A-Bear. But I guess it became a place of frustration, and it might have backfired. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, when we come back, we have a vegan who is blasted for feeding a cat, her cat, a plant-based diet, or his cat. And so did you know that we have vegan animals? And should we do that? Honestly, my cat, I think, eats too much meat. And the guy with the world's longest fingernails since the 1950s has finally clipped them off. I'll tell you about that. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.